I can't believe it, but I'm old enough to start a sentence with back in my day. When it comes to kids playing outside, I have to say, back in my day, that's just what kids did. You played outside, sometimes all day. But now there are Nintendo Wiis and tablets and TVs in cars. A recent study by the Kaiser Family Foundation found that kids between 8 and 19 years old spend an average of 7.5 hours a day in front of some type of screen. And now that schools are cutting back on recess, kids simply are not getting enough time to just play. Play is actually important. A growing body of research suggests it's essential to kids' social, emotional, and physical development. Reporter Jen Chien brings us the story of one Oakland organization that's getting serious about fun and games.
Morning recess at Ruby Bridges Elementary School is a boisterous affair. It's made even louder today by a strong wind blowing across the concrete yard, billowing kids' shirts and ruffling their hair. Over at one end of the long yard is a playing field where Coach Kenny Wong is supervising about 20 kids. They're playing Capture the Flag, a pretty common game. But there's something uncommon happening here, as Principal Jan Goodman explains.
There's Coach Kenny out there, and he's playing a game, and he's got some fifth graders in it, but there's also some first graders playing with them. And so the bigger kids are kind of taking care of the little kids in that game.
Now, usually at this age, the size and social difference among these kids keep them from playing together to make sure the younger kids don't get hurt. But recess has been different here at Ruby Bridges since the school brought in a program called Playworks. Coach Kenny is a Playworks employee, and he's out in the yard with the kids almost all day long.
We have two recesses in the morning, the three lunch recesses, and one afternoon recess. And at all those recesses, he has the kids learn cooperative games that teach sportsmanship, fairness, and respect, and are really fun at the same time. So that's kind of cool to be able to do that.
Coach Kenny also leads a junior coach program, where kids in the upper grades act as his assistants in the yard. Fourth grader Isabella Ratto is one of them.
We get to tell kids how to follow the rules and what to do and be respectful with the balls in the games.
And if that didn't happen, what do you think would happen?
There'd be a lot of fights and fights.
Playworks is a national nonprofit based in Oakland with the goal of bringing organized play to schools. But what exactly is organized play, and why would you need it at recess?
We want the kids at the end of recess to feel like they're ready to learn when they come back.
Again, Principal Goodman.
Generally, the problems that we have on the yard are usually between kids who either are arguing about a game rule, and that's where the junior coaches come in, or if they just have nothing to do, so they just go from one place to another kind of bothering people because they're lost. So we want them to feel good about themselves by the time they go back in so they don't bring any baggage from recess.
Playworks founder Jill Violet used to run a children's art museum where she heard many principals complain about recess at their schools. In a TED Talk from 2011, she describes meeting with one principal, frazzled after a disciplinary meeting with three little boys.
She's talking about how these three boys get in trouble every day, and they're not bad kids, but they're starting to see themselves as bad kids.
Violet says these kinds of conversations motivated her to dig into this issue, and what she found is something that's becoming common knowledge. Today's kids are not getting the same opportunities for free, creative play that previous generations have had. The rise of entertainment technology and video games, along with an emphasis on achievement and testing in schools, has led to kids getting less practice at just playing with each other. And play, Violet believes, is essential to a child's intellectual development.
The philosopher Bernard Suits said he defined a game as being the voluntary attempt to overcome an unnecessary challenge. Isn't that great? I mean, they choose it, it's a challenge. It's no longer should you think of play as being the opposite of work or the purview of slackers. It is the fundamental sign of our inner drive and ambition.
In a large, carpeted conference room, Playworks trainer Brady Gill is leading a session for after-school staff from several Oakland elementary schools. Gill trains teachers in Playworks philosophy and methods. Right now, about 40 adults are running crazily around the room. The full PlayWorks program, with a full-time PlayWorks coach on site, is expensive, about $25,000 a year per school. So PlayWorks offers these trainings to schools that can't afford the whole program. The adults actually have to get up and play the games, and then they discuss the values or messages that might be operating under the surface. For example, that old chestnut, tag, you're it.
Because kids have a lot of negative connotations with it. They don't want it. It keeps them from playing games. What if I'm it?
PlayWorks trainer Brady Gill.
And what if I'm running around and I can't tag anyone, or people see that I'm it all the time? What does that mean about me, you know?
So PlayWorks teaches variations of tag, where half the group, or even everyone, is it at once, taking the fear of being singled out of the equation.
Ultimately, a lot of times what kids and adults are feeling. We don't want to lose. We don't want to fail.
After-school teacher Chioke Clinton says that while he doesn't believe educational games can solve all the behavior issues at the schools he serves, he appreciates the new perspective he's gained today.
Well, I never really looked at the value of games as far as instilling the principle of overcoming barriers. Social barriers and our own personal fear, you know, that we internalize that keeps us from accomplishing our goals because we're afraid of failing, we're afraid of being out.
According to PlayWorks, the values of sports personship really do start with the words you use. So there are three things Coach Kenny has taught the kids to say before they start a game. The junior coaches give it a try into the mic.
Play hard, respect the game, and have fun.
Teamwork.
Let's do that one more time.
Respect the game. Have fun and play hard.
Teamwork.
They may not have it down perfectly, but they've definitely got the right idea. In Alameda, I'm Jen Cheehan for Cross Currents.